You are listening to a Campfire Firecast.
Can we just retake that again?
Would you like me to take that again? Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little bit of music and then we're going to fall into silence for as long as we want, really. There's no timer. And then we're going to jettison anything that we no longer need, that doesn't serve us, into the fire, and we are going to leave here feeling a lot lighter. So, I'm just going to tune the old banjo.
Hello, baby.
I'm Pete Lawrence with the latest Firecast, the story of this summer's campfire campout. I held space for a DIY gathering in which a random group of people came together and spontaneously organised their own mini festival in the foothills of the Black Mountains. It was a return to the Bridge Inn, scene of the first campfire convention 2 years ago, but the event was totally different in its conception and its freewheeling nature. This time about tuning in, listening and learning, teaching, debating and creating, healing and singing, and of course having fun. Here are the voices of those who attended and made it what it was. Roll on the next one.
I'm Rebecca. I'm a community musician and singer from North Yorkshire.
How's the weekend for you?
It's fantastic. It's so nice to manage to get together with like-minded people who you would never encounter in your day-to-day real life.
And you've been to a couple of previous campfires?
We have. Campfire is something that, even though a lot of the time in my life and my working life, I feel very isolated because I live in a very northern, rural location. However, campfires, I feel that it will become a way for me to feel properly connected on and offline with a community of my choosing.
And you led a brief attempt at a circle singing session.
There. Yes, people were quite, I could feel the tentative, oh no, they're going to really make me sing thing that I get a lot. But you know what, some of the sounds were so beautiful. Maybe tonight people will feel more inclined to really throw their voices into the mix.
Anything else you want to say?
Oh, there's so many people I know in my life who I'm going to go away and say, this campfire thing, you know, you've got to get involved. People who I know who are walking their own paths and looking for other people to connect with. One of the other campouters here said last night she was looking for tribe. And I think that is absolutely our universal truth as human beings. But she was correct in saying she was looking in a geographical location and that wasn't the correct place. We should be looking in our emotional and intellectual locations, and this is a real opportunity for us to do that.
That's brilliant, thanks.
You're welcome.
Here in the circle, dreams are made like a potter at the wheel. We shape our song.
That's it.
I would prefer if I just start singing it and then you just join in and then take it wherever it goes.
Here in the circle, dreams are made like a potter at the wheel. We shape a song. Here in the circle, dreams are made like a potter at the wheel. We shape a song.
My name is David Owen. I'm an artist and a musician. How's the weekend been? It's been really nice, really interesting, actually. It's been kind of quite low-key and at a nice, relaxed pace, which is nice. And I was just thinking that I go to a lot of these kind of things where you go to professional training days or improving your practice or you go to teaching sessions or seminar things, and often you think, oh, yeah, there's all this stuff on there and it's going to be... But I always think if you come away and you've met one person who's inspired you, or you've heard one idea that's inspired you, or if you have inspired one person, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter that you might have met a lot of people you might not have agreed with, or whose opinions you might not have shared. It's that one person that matters, and the only way you can do that is by going to these kind of things and by sifting through all the kind of stuff, because you're always going to find that kind of one little gem of an idea, or you're going to meet that one person who's going to say something, or you're going to say something which somebody's going to go, oh my god, that's really profound, and that will change their life and their process, and then they pass it on. And I think that's the way that these things got to kind of grow. You've got to get to that tipping point. I was just thinking about that thing, that 100th monkey syndrome, where those scientists are studying monkeys on the island and they noticed that it took a certain number of monkeys to learn a new skill. I think they were washing potatoes in the sea. I'm sorry if I'm rambling. Washing potatoes. And they noticed that there was a tipping point when once a certain number of monkeys had learned it and taught it, suddenly all the monkeys knew it. And they didn't have to teach it anymore. And they thought maybe it was some kind of cerebral sort of thing, that how suddenly information jumped amongst all the animals without having to be taught anymore. And that's a kind of different question. But I think that's the kind of thing. It's just getting to that point where you keep meeting those one people and one person, they keep joining up, and eventually you get to that point when there's a big enough mass for it to just flood out from that point. Really, I think that's the kind of thing that we've obviously aim to get to, really.
Do you think we're doing things differently enough at Campfire? Is that even a consideration?
Yes and no. I don't think you can necessarily set out with an idea of what's right and wrong from the beginning. I think you've got to feel your way through it, haven't you? Because I think you've got to react to the needs and the wants and the contributions of the people who are attending. And if you suddenly kind of think, hang on a minute, we need different kinds of people, then you've got to appear in a different way. If you think the people who are here and the way that it's moving forward is correct, then you've got to just kind of trust your instincts, really. I don't think there's any right or wrong in any of these things. I think there's just... gently moving forward and sort of seeing, and then there'll be moments when it'll kind of leap forward, like evolution does. It'll kind of suddenly leap forward, or you'll come to a dead end on one, or down one avenue, and think, like, we're going to have to go off in a different direction. Sometimes just sort of massively shaking it up will bring new kind of ideas and new ways forward to the surface. I don't know that there's a prescriptive formula or roadmap that you can follow with this kind of thing, because it's a social thing and people are different, and people are different from one weekend to the next or from one location to the next, and different group dynamics will give you a different result. That's the kind of joy of human social communities, isn't it, really?
A social experiment.
Yeah. I mean, maybe experiment's a bit of a hard word, isn't it? But yes, yeah. I think there is, yes, it is an experiment to a degree, isn't it? But it's an experiment that doesn't have any predetermined or outcomes. You've got a kind of very distant outcome that you think you might want to achieve, but you might not end up there. You might end up going down a completely different avenue, because that is actually what the people who are attending inform you and actually kind of say, actually what we need is this, or where we want to take it is in this direction. And before you know it, you can end up in... But it's one of those things, isn't it? You've got to start out on a journey to find out where it is you're going, because you don't know until you actually set off. Maybe you do take the path that's less travelled and end up somewhere completely different, but that's maybe more exciting and maybe more interesting, really. So.
And what are you up to at the moment, otherwise?
I've got a big exhibition on in London at Cecil Sharp House in September, a 10-year retrospective of my work in folk music, which I'm having mixed feelings about, partly because it's been 10 years, so I've got to kind of look back over 10 years of work, and partly just because dealing with them is hard work. And trying to just keep a kind of mental, and then I've got to decide what I want to do after 10 years of doing the same kind of artistic, going down the same kind of artistic avenue. Do I want to keep going, or do I want to kind of go off in a different direction? I've just been making some music for the first time in quite a few years. I did a couple of albums a couple of years ago, and I've just made a new album, which with Rebecca, which will be coming out in the new year.
Do you want to say a bit more about what the work is you're exhibiting?
I decided quite a few years ago, 10 years ago, so that folk music had a terrible image, and it was all woodcuts and sepia prints, and yet the music didn't really reflect that. There was a lot of people reinterpreting folk music for a modern age, and there were lots of people living in lovely modern design houses, and so why was folk music's image all sepia prints and woodcuts and old-fashioned? And I thought, well, why can't you have modern imagery to go with folk music? And so I sort of sat down and I reworked a lot of folk music icons and tropes and symbolism for a sort of modern interpretation. So I kind of looked at it through the eye of pop art or punk rock or street art, and just kind of reinterpreted a lot of the kind of folk music in that way. And a lot of that was kind of being a little bit sarcastic as well. Somebody described my work as cheerfully subversive, which I think is quite a kind of good way. So I would kind of be sort of shaking the hand and hitting around the head at the same time. And so I kind of took the piss a little bit out of a lot of it. But a lot of people loved what I did, and I kind of suddenly did really, really well out of it. And folk music over the past 10 years has very much changed its image. Everybody's, they used to have an attitude, this, it's good enough for folk, and I think that a lot of people have lost that now. I think they've realised that to compete and to be relevant in the modern age and to get people to buy your records and come to your festivals and your gigs, you've got to present. You know, there's no excuse for being scruffy and thinking it's good enough for folk. It's traditional and it's worthy, therefore it must be okay. That doesn't hold water anymore. It's like, yeah, but if it's rubbish, it's rubbish. You know, if you want people to come along or to your gig or buy your album, you've got to make it look like a desirable product that fits in with their modern life. And if they've got an IKEA house, they might not want a picture on the wall of some crusty old, you know, ploughboy in a sepia print. They might want some kind of bit of a modern pop art print that they could have bought in IKEA. And that's what I kind of set out to do, really, was to kind of redesign folk music. And it kind of works, yeah. But then when I started doing that, I was doing it from a point of view of I'm sick of everybody else's work. And now I think they must all be sick of me now, because surely I'm now the wallpaper. So I keep waiting for somebody else to come along and say, you know, move aside and take over from me. But nobody's done that as yet. We shall see.
Great. Good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you very much.
For coming.
Thank you.
Thank
you. And then the really hard bit is just
So my name is Belinda Scadding, and I've just given a talk about Airbnb, which is what I do at home. I just started this year, and it's been really successful for me. I'm so glad. It's empowering, personally empowering, because I've done it myself, and I haven't had any money. Well, I suppose I had some help from my mother, actually, at the beginning. She lent me £1,000 to set it all up, and it did cost me just over £1,000. I had to buy new beds, new bed linen, new pillows, new bed cover, new hanging space, new hangers. I painted it throughout the house. Well, not throughout the house, but anyway, lots of paint. Painted the front door. So you have to make the access to your house look really, you know, enticing. So I've actually planted, I've got some lovely planters outside, which I didn't actually say in the talk, but I suppose the photograph showed that, didn't it? So anyway, I charge £25 a night, or just £25 per person. So I'm thinking next year I really need to charge a single supplement, so I'll put it up to £28. So still 25 for the double booking. Well, not 25, but 50 for a double booking. And I live near the Offersdyke Path, which is great. So I get walkers, but then I have to give them an evening meal because I'm too far from any pub or restaurant. But that's all right, because then you get to talk to them, and they've all been such interesting people. It's been amazing doing it.
How's the weekend for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful so far. And your talk this morning was absolutely ace. That completely explained the various things to me and stuff. So that was really good. Thank you, Pete.
Hi, so I'm Rose Leonard. I've come along because I've recently got together with Ralph, who was very enthusiastic about Campfire Convention. I still couldn't quite figure out what it was, so I thought, well, I'll come and see for myself. And I'm at a very interesting time in my life. I separated from my husband of 19 years, about 4.5 years ago, and feel like I'm really on a journey at the moment, and lots of interesting things are happening through therapy and Five Rhythms dance and yoga. And, you know, I love to sing and learning that I can write to some extent, and it's all informing my business as well. So a place like this, you know, it just seems like it could be a really interesting thread within all of that, and I'm just very open to seeing who's here, what happens, what it throws up, and how I can contribute.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Dave Abel. I'm retired now, but I used to work for a refugee service for the local authority. The weekend has been interesting so far, intense. I realised I'm quite tired after this morning session, and I was beginning to just think, oh, I'm losing it a little bit, just when it finished. And now I'm going to have a nice bacon sandwich and maybe a pint, and I'll revive and I'll be fit for the afternoon.
Is it what you expected?
No. No, it's not what I expected, but it's something different and something interesting. So, you know, yes. I'm interested, and I feel like I'm, you know, maybe in at the start or early anyway on this one, you know, so good.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Bruce Bickerton, and I got here last night. We had a nice evening, sat around the fire, having a bit of a chin wag about various stuff. It's a lovely weekend.
Okay, hi, my name is Annie. I work as a copywriter in fundraising, and I came this weekend, I came to Campfire through a friend of mine who told me about it, and what drew me to it was the whole concept of people sharing ideas and sparking off each other, igniting off each other, trying to make change happen. A lot of my clients, being in the world of charities, that's their essence, and it's very rewarding and interesting to work with them, and very exciting. And I think there's a great need for change in the world, and I think a lot about those things and what could happen, what could be changed. And just the notion of creating a forum where you can seed that kind of change and nurture it and help it to grow, I find that very exciting and interesting. So I wanted to find out more about it. It's good to be around interesting people, very individual people, thinkers, and doers. So yes, recommend.
Is it what you expected?
I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. So, it's fluid. It's more fluid than I thought, which I'm enjoying. Again, you know, the number of people is smaller than I thought it was going to be on this occasion. But then, I'm happy to roll with that and see what comes out of that. I think you almost need that unpredictability to allow things to happen. And one of the problems or challenges of the world that we live in now is that it's micro-controlled, you know, in so many ways. And our minds are very controlled. Our thinking can be very controlled, although it's dressed up as freedom. And it's so when you do get freedom, it's sort of at first it can be a bit uncomfortable. But I like to see what comes out of the organic experience of it, really, and how people just connect randomly, and the serendipity, the magic that can occur between people, and who's here, why are they here, why are others not here, why is the weather as it is, you know, all of those things. It just creates a chemistry where a certain...
Not mine.
Certain outcomes will happen, and you just have to trust that those are the ones that were needed. So, yeah.
Thanks, honey.
Hi, my name's Mark Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from Campfire Campout in Herefordshire.
And how's the weekend been for you?
Well, it's been quite revelatory, I think. We've just had a great session with Ralph Pettigrill on the importance of listening, and I've never been to a festival where that's happened before, so thank you, Campfire.
How did you feel during the session? What was it that had that impact on you?
It was a sense of calmness. And of course, when you go to festivals, you don't normally feel calm. You're normally jumping up and down and possibly snorting things. So this is much... it's a different sort of festival, and I've discussed this with Pete in the past, that this is a different sort of festival, different sorts of people. And hopefully, will the world be a better place after this weekend? Is that right, Pete?
Let's hope so, Mark. Thank you.
So I'm Andy Braswell, and I am a business consultant and corporate trainer and events manager and expedition leader all over, yeah.
How's the weekend been for you so far?
It's been really interesting for me, actually. There's a lot of things, a lot of the sessions that we've done so far this weekend I really had no idea about, but I'm really pleased that I've gone to them and really pleased that everybody's totally engaged again this weekend. I love it. I love the people that are here. I love the energy about it again, you know, and what people are really, really talking about, the conversations that we're having. It's great. It really is. Loving it.
Anything in particular you want to draw out as a highlight that sticks in the mind?
Well, I know when you first talked about it being a DIY festival and concern about whether that would work and how it would work, I love the principle, the idea and concept around it. And I think it's proved that actually when you get the right people who can come and bring things to something like this, it generates its own energy and its own space, and that's worked well for me. I hope everybody else appreciates how difficult that is for some people, you know. But the beauty of coming to somewhere where you have no idea what... I didn't on purpose know what was going to be here at all. I didn't look up before. I just turned up and wanted it to be spontaneous, and I'm really pleased I've done that. So, yeah. If I think about people in general, some people like structure. Some people like something to tag onto or that is there and tangible, visible, call it whatever you like, really. And then there are other people, I think, who are quite happy to be creative about it and like the fact that we can be spontaneous and use the skills and everything that we've got as a collaborative group, whatever it might be. So I think it is more of a convention than it is a festival, depending on what people bring. So I guess it's a festival of types, but yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I'm Pascal. I'm an artist, a visual artist, and I live in Warminster. I've come away this weekend and it's just been amazing right from the start and through today, doing lots of workshops with interesting people that I would have probably never had an opportunity to meet in my outside life. And it's been really inspiring, and I've really enjoyed myself, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Hello, David Pinto, founder of EcoSquared.
How's the weekend been for you, David?
It's been interesting to meet quite a diverse number of people, diverse number of purposes of why people are here. It's been interesting to meet these new people and what we're hoping to do in the future.
Any highlights that stand out for you?
There was a workshop on... listening, effectively, on co-counselling, and that was all about listening, really, and mindfulness, and listening to each other, and that was reminded me of what I used to do with students in my classes. It's a nice thing to do, so if it can remind us of what it is that we need to do in life, then it's just one of the experiences this weekend.
And did the open space format, has that worked for you?
The open space has worked because basically people vote with their feet. So you have some things that are going on simultaneously. And so you have to pick and choose, basically, what you contend. And that we tried to solve it so that you could go to every single thing. But it's impractical. So the fact that people can just come and then just set up whatever it is that they want to talk about or share with others... It's a beautiful experience. So it allows anybody to share, you know, what they want to. I think that's a very nice practice.
I am powerful, I am here. I am joyful without fear. I am powerful, I am here.
Hi, I'm Ralph Pettingill. I came along this weekend because I've been involved with Campfire from the beginning, pretty much. I came to the Campfire convention 2 years ago here. I love being part of the volunteer crew. That's really what made it for me. Working together with a bunch of people, like-minded people. Yeah, and I've also brought my partner with me, so I've had the sort of feelings of bringing somebody else in. You know, how will that go? What will she make of it? And it's been a really lovely thing to share with her, and to kind of watch how she has engaged with Campfire, how she's used situations. Yeah, seeing her in another environment.
Yeah. What have been the highlights of the weekend?
Highlights? This group of people are really interested, creative people. I don't spend time in a group like this, typically, in my everyday life. There's a lot of trust here. It's really interesting, the level of trust that we have. I've experimented, so I did a presentation on co-counselling, which is something I'm really involved in, and it was lovely to kind of use people as a guinea pig and pitch some of my ideas. So I did an hour presentation on co-counselling and how it might apply or be useful to social change activists. So that's been a highlight, to try out an idea. Had the wonderful singing, organic singing session last night. We even ended up writing our own song. It's unbelievable. Fantastic. And listening to people sing, who I didn't know had a brilliant voice, so absolutely loved the singing.
Down by the riverside, ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study
had quite a lot of fun in the rain. Despite the rain, we've camped and had fun as well. Really, it's been a good laugh.
Do you think the open space format has worked for you?
It's worked really well. I think the kind of the planning side of it, where we all sit around and work out what's going when, is a bit anxiety inducing. Like, will everybody get their turn? How disappointed will people be? Will we put it all together in a way that works for people? Actually, everybody's really on the same side, so all wanted to make it work. So the open forum side of it has really worked well. So I've had a chance to do something which I had half an idea, I hadn't come with a plan, but I thought, yes, I'll try something and put it into practice. So that's really worked.
And what will you take away from the weekend?
I think reconnecting with some of the qualities of Campfire, of this community of people. It's very, very thoughtful group of people. So it's like an intentional community. So I'm reconnecting with that quality. It's really special, and haven't really got it anywhere else. So I'm taking this away. I want to keep in this network. This is valuable to me personally, as I head off back up to Newcastle in the next few days.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Woo! Is that your favourite song?
You have been listening to a Campfire Firecast.